It's time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Thank you for the drink, sir. I was quite parched.
Well, that's good.
From cheering last night so hard and laughing and being happy at that football game.
Yeah, Jay Cutler got hurt again. Wow.
Could be the best thing that ever happened to Chicago Bears fans.
It might
fans.
Be.
I hate to say it that way, but he's awful.
He's got a gun for an arm and nothing between his ears.
At least, I wouldn't say he's not intelligent. I would just say that as far as reacting on a football field, he doesn't have it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He can't read defenses.
I don't know why he's paid so much. Let's talk about the good part of Carson Wentz. I mean, this guy, I'm watching the game and I'm like, two plays in a row, he calls audibles.
Yep.
I mean,
he's a rookie, folks, by the way.
He's a rookie. He played at North Dakota State. It's not like he came from this big school either.
Well, that's the really big thing. Okay, so just let me digress for a second. First of all, Carson Wentz didn't have like an unbelievable game by starting quarterback standards. However,
wait a minute. He could have. Jordan Matthews,
he did.
Dropped
yes,
a touchdown.
You're right.
And on another pass interference play, if Carson Wentz just a foot higher, it would have been a touchdown. So he could have had a huge night.
And that's probably why he's still a rookie. I mean,
but Jordan Matthews dropping the ball wasn't Carson Wentz's fault.
It just happens. You can't hang your hat on that.
No.
And it could have gone that way. But and look, he's played two games in the NFL.
He's 2-0, and he's not throwing an interception.
Yeah, zero interceptions. And here's the thing. I think if you really follow football and understand the difference between the NFL and top college programs, let's just say Alabama, Ohio State, those programs, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, the difference between them and the NFL is huge. It's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's from North Dakota.
North Dakota State.
That's even bigger, is my point.
Yes.
And he is doing this well in his rookie season, two games in.
Okay, but let me tell you this. Jimmy Garoppolo, Trevor Siemian, Carson Wentz. Who am I missing? The other first-time star.
Dak.
Dak Prescott, okay. They played eight NFL games now between them. All first-year starters. They're 7-1.
And there's a plenty of other ones you could throw in there.
But those are the first only ones that are first-time starters. 7-1 this year. 7-1, eight touchdowns,
really?
Three interceptions. 3-0 on the road.
Wow.
First-time starters in the NFL.
That's pretty incredible if you think about it. Statistically speaking, that's an anomaly.
Yeah. 65% completion percentage.
Crazy.
That's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
right
I heard somebody who is a very well-known NFL pundit, sports pundit in general, claim that Jay Cutler is the worst quarterback in the NFL. I wouldn't go that far, but I will say this. There's no way he's not the worst value for what he's being paid, for what he is producing. By far the worst
value.
He could
be the worst starter.
I don't know if you can say
that. Him and Case Keenum are very around the same right now.
Well,
he's pretty close to the worst starter in the NFL. Name one worse.
I can't off the top of my head.
I just said Case Keenum, but I mean,
I can't off the top of my head. I'm sure there's a couple in there you could put arguments against based on their
stats. I guess you go with whoever's starting for Cleveland.
Who is it this week?
Yeah, right.
Speaking of quarterbacks, though, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, you brought him up. He's going to be out for at least this week. And all the talk was, well, now they got to go out. New England's got to go out and get another backup quarterback. They got to get another backup quarterback. Apparently, according to Tom Brady, they already have one. They don't need to go get anybody. Julian Edelman.
Oh, yeah, they've said that. You really think he's going to play, though, as a quarterback?
Well, what other choice are they going to have?
They sign someone this week. They'll sign Matt Flynn. They'll sign somebody to be there in case this other guy
Tim Tebow?
They will not sign Tim Tebow. They're going to sign someone that's been in their system. Matt Flynn would be perfect. I don't know if they... Not, we'll see. But I'll tell you, it doesn't seem like a lot of injuries already?
Yes.
A lot? I mean,
I don't
Adrian Peterson has a torn right meniscus, and they said he's only questionable for this week.
I don't understand. I mean,
my daughter had that, so it's not near as bad as like an ace.
I honestly wonder sometimes if the rules of the NFL have gotten to the point where they've changed the way the game is played to the point where you can... Back in the 1980s and 70s even, and before that, obviously, players had to have tremendous durability. In fact, durability was almost valued more than talent. And I'm wondering if it's completely flip-flopped now because of the rules of the game.
It might be the rule. people back then played hurt too,
all
though.
The time. Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy with a torn meniscus probably doesn't. They probably didn't even know what a meniscus was back then. I mean, they didn't know he had a torn one. I'm saying, you know, I bet you guys play with that all the time.
I don't know about that, but that's funny.
Oh, my knee just hurts. I'm just going to play.
All right, let's quickly here, I just want to mention that number one Wisconsin at number eight Michigan State this Saturday at noon, by the way.
Mm.
Noon game on Saturday. And according to head coach Mark D'Antonio for the Michigan State Spartans, no doubt the Wisconsin game is bigger than the Notre Dame game.
Oh, that's it's in the Big Ten.
Yep. Anything on that game you want to talk about?
Who wins? Michigan State's going to win. Michigan State looks good.
I don't know. And I don't understand. We'll talk about this later this week, obviously. But how does Wisconsin go beat? LSU was ranked, what, 4-3? And they're ranked higher than Michigan State? I don't get that.
I don't
Michigan
get a lot
State
of
beat
rankings.
The number 18 team.
I don't get a lot of the rankings.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
But hey, now that you mentioned that, quickly, the power rankings in the NFL, remember Green Bay was number 1 last week? They dropped to number 9.
Don't you think they should have?
Yeah, the Patriots are number 1 now. Steelers, Cardinals at number 3 at 1-1. Panthers at 1-1 at
number
4.
I told you,
four.
And I know you're going to say, oh, it's just because you're a Lion fan, but I told you last week that the Packers did not deserve to be number 1.
No.
After beating the Jaguars and barely beating them, quite frankly.
And the Vikings moved from 12-7 at 2-0.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. There is a little bit of news for the Packers. Plus, we got some Tigers to talk about, buddy. Big game tonight.
Yeah. By the way, the Lions went from 22nd to 20th with a loss.
Big Boy Sports recap second half coming up. We'll talk to you in a minute. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
And we're back, second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by...
the Marquette Golf Club. We will be there tomorrow night.
And you can get a discounted membership right now. A lot of golf left this fall. Beautiful golf as soon as these leaves really start to change. And you can apply that toward next season's membership dues. So why not? At least make a phone call, 225-0721. The Marquette Golf Club open to the public. Okay, so... little news for the Packers before we talk Tigers. Apparently, C.J. Spiller is visiting Green Bay.
Oh, he got cut by the Saints. Ooh, little footsteps behind Eddie Lacy right now, or James Starks?
And obviously James Starks. They're not happy that he did not make that touchdown when they gave him the ball. Things that make you go,
Yeah. Well, I mean, Starks has been there a while. I don't know.
I'm really glad you didn't know about that because I'm really wanted to see your reaction, and you're kind of reacting the way I thought.
Right before I left Big Boy to come here, the guy says, I just got notification the Saints are they have someone from the Saints in camp. I'm like, who? And he's like, I don't know. I can't find it now.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
C.J. Spiller possibly will become a Green Bay Packer. No news for the Lions on Ansah, Levy. Abdullah, we got news yesterday. It was a negative x-ray. He's seeing a foot specialist. And moving on, let's talk about the Tigers. 8-10 tonight in Minnesota. Matt Boyd versus Santiago is the last I heard. Can't confirm that, but being off yesterday, now they are 2.5 back from Baltimore for the wild card. And Baltimore is playing the Boston Red Sox, who have not locked up their spot yet.
Yeah, but they're pretty darn close.
Yeah, they're pretty much in. It's just they don't know. They want to be, obviously, like... the Cubs and just be number one. So.
They will be. I don't think anyone's catching them.
It's do or die right now.
I mean, they got a 4-game lead on Toronto and Baltimore.
Do or die right now.
For the Tigers, yeah, because they're 2.5 behind now.
After being off yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They got it. 10 out of 13, I'm saying. They win 10 out of 13, they're going to be in.
So what happens tonight? What's your prediction there?
I think they win.
Swami.
They better win. They're playing the Twins. Come on. They well, end the season with the Braves. Two of the worst teams in the Major League Baseball right there. They have six games.
And the
two,
Royals are pretty much out.
Two worst teams in baseball. Six games against them. And they'll be playing the Indians when the Indians might have it locked up.
Yeah, resting people. I don't know what to think. I really don't. And I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say it on the air because I'm going to get lambasted if I do. So I'm just going to
I do have some breaking baseball news right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fine. Change the subject, please.
They have interviewed Tebow, and he said he is focused on baseball, not the outside noise of all these all these teams that need quarterbacks. Just now. They just interviewed him.
Okay.
So he's not going back to the NFL, even if someone calls. Right. If someone calls, he's not going back. He's focused on baseball. You really think that's true? If the Patriots called him today and
honestly,
said, hey.
Why wouldn't he, unless he really just wants to do nothing but work out to become a better baseball player, like, because it is a very, very mechanical sport. Muscle memory, you know what I mean? Especially
I'm telling
hitting.
You, if the Patriots call him right now, he'd be there tonight.
I would think so. Big Boy Sports Recap, ready, bye.
Big Boy.
We'll catch you tomorrow. Hey, golfers, check out this incredible fall membership offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Right now, they're offering a Heritage-only single membership for $420. And couples are just $575. Or better yet, get a combined Gray Walls and Heritage membership, singles $695, couples $975. And here's the kicker, you ready? Whichever membership dollar amount you choose will double up and be applied to next year's 2017 memberships. So take advantage of this incredible offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Call 225-0721 or find out more at MarquetteGolfClub.com.